This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're not really supposed to gather in big groups outside your family right now. Big sporting events and concerts and theater and movies are all no-nos. So what can you do? How about kayaking? The outdoor recreation economy, everything from biking and hunting to gardening and snow activities, that's the official designation, it made up 2.1% of gross domestic product last year. The entire economy, 2.1% of it. That's more than mining, about the same, sadly, as broadcast and telecommunications. It has been growing every year, the outdoor economy has, since the government started measuring it 3 years ago. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, some parts of it are doing real well, others not so much.
Dale Davis has never seen as many people riding bicycles in Farmington, New Mexico as he has during the pandemic.
I've never seen so many people out on the trails. I've never seen so many people riding down the streets.
A lot of them are riding bikes they bought at his shop, 505 Cycles. Ever since COVID hit, he says, sales have been through the roof.
We're up exponentially.
A lot of businesses that sell outdoor gear, bikes, kayaks, paddle boards, hiking gear, have been doing well during the pandemic, says Lisa Ongenbrug of the Outdoor Industry Association.
The demand for getting outside, whether it is in a neighborhood park or a national park, has been huge. It's one of the few things you can do socially distanced.
But that has not helped all parts of the outdoor economy. Businesses that rely on bringing groups of people together have been struggling, says Axie Navas, director of the New Mexico Outdoor Recreation Division.
So fly fishing outfitters, hunting outfitters, working as they are in a segment of the outdoor industry that is hospitality focused, it's been really hard for them.
90% of outdoor recreation businesses in the state, she says, have lost money because of COVID. But around the country, Lisa Ongenbrug of the Outdoor Industry Association says,
because more people are getting outside, I think they're recognizing the health and wellness benefits, particularly for your mental health.
And long term, she expects that will end up bringing more business to the outdoor economy. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.